Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Tzadi Dalad 394. As we continue in Parshas Korach, the seventh mitzvah in Parshas Korach, 7 out of 9, as we keep plowing through the mitzvahs related to the Kohanim and the Levim. The Torah tells us, by Shavii, v'livnei Levi, hinei nasati es kol maaser b'Yisrael l'nachala. I have given all the maasar in Yisrael l'nachala, as we'll see coming up, chelaf avudasam shehem ovdim. They get maaser as a reward, as a payment for the avoda that they do. V'lo yikrivu od b'nei Yisrael l'amoy, l'aseis chelamus, and no b'nei Yisrael, none of the Yisraelim, should come close to the Beis HaMikdash. We had that before, having to do with the mitzvah of Shmira. V'avad ha-Levi hu, es avodas o amoed. The Levi should do his avoda. That's today's mitzvah, the avoda of the Levi. V'avad ha-Levi hu, es avodas o amoed. V'heim yis'u avonam, and they will bear the avon. If they don't do the avoda, if they don't keep the Yisraelim out, ubetoch b'nei Yisrael lo yinchul anachala, they don't get an achala amongst b'nei Yisrael. That is today's mitzvah. Twice at least it says in the Torah that the Levi has to do avoda. The Kohanim's avoda, that we did already in the beginning of Seir Vayikra, when we discussed the different avodas of every karban, every Kohen does the avoda of the karban. But a Levi does not do avoda of a karban. So, the Levi has a separate mitzvah. That is today's mitzvah. Shin Sadidala, the mitzvah of the avoda of a Levi in the Beis HaMikdash. What does a Levi do? What is included in this mitzvah? So we already had one mitzvah about the Avodas HaLeviim, and that was a couple of mitzvahs ago. That was the Shmira of the Beis HaMikdash. So Shmira of the Mikdash, that was including Kohanim and Leviim. That was a separate mitzvah, beginning of the Parsha, Shin Peches. But the Chinuch, following the Rambam, has a separate mitzvah of the Avoda that the Levi does, not just being happy with having the mitzvah of Shmira. As we'll see, there is more included in this mitzvah. Lios halavim ovdim b'mikdash, lios shoarim umishorarim, b'chol yom al hakarban. That Leviim every day in the Beis HaMikdash are the Shoarim, are the gatekeepers, and the Meshorarim, and the singers. Every day when there are Karbanos, we'll talk about which Karbanos get it. But these are the two extra Avodos that are included in this mitzvah. The Chinuch does not mention Shmira in this mitzvah. He did mention, obviously, that the Leviim take part in the Shmira, but that's more, one might say, of a din in the bias. Din in the bias has to be Mishumar, and as we spoke about at length, Mehudar, and glorified. So that's the Shmira element. But the Chovas Gavra that the Leviim have in terms of categorization, what is their Avoda? The Chinuch counts that they have to guard, they have to lock up and open up the gates, the Shoarim, and they have to be the singers in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishorarim. Shneamar, as the Pasuk says, V'yavad HaLevi hu asavoda. The Lashon Sifri, and the Medrash says, Shomea ani im ratza yavod, vim lo ratza lo yavod. I might think that if they want to do the avoda, wonderful, and if not, tamalomar va'avar halevi, who? Meaning, al karcho. There's no choice. A levi, he's split up into the families. It's his day. He has to do the avoda. If he doesn't, then he's bevatel this mitzvah asay. Klomar shadavar hu chova v'inyan mutal ala behechrach. He has to do it. What does it mean, singers? V'nisbar kamochin perak sheni me'erachin shashir bepeh. Lo yomar so lo olam ela levi. The singing with one's mouth, meaning actual singing, that it's only a levi. We'll see about Hashem a little bit later, that singing with the instruments Yisrael might be able to take part in, but singing with a mouth is just a levi. And the mitzvah is said again in Sefer Dvarim, v'sheires b'shem Hashem alokav, and that is the mitzvah of Shira. Good, so that's what the Chinuch includes in the mitzvah, Shmira, the mitzvah of Shoarim and Mishorarim. As the Chinuch will say in a few minutes, the Shira is the Ikar Avoda. The Shira is the Ikar Avoda, and the Chinuch is going to say explicitly, if a Levi does not do the Shira when he's supposed to, and that's what he's assigned to, that's a Bittul HaMitzvah. Meaning the Shoarim is included in the gate watchers and the gate, not the gate watchers, but the gate keepers and the ones who lock and open up the gate. That is a background part of the mitzvah, but not a front and center part of the mitzvah. The Rambam in the mitzvah, when he mentioned this, really says both the Shoarim and the Misho Rarim. If you look in the Smag, when the Smag counts this mitzvah, Kuf Samachtes, he also brings in the Shmira. So there's really three actions the Leviim do. They guard, they do the Shmira along with the Kohanim, they sing, and then they open and close the gates. That is what they do. There is a Rashi in Meseches Arachin that all the Achronim pick up on. Rashi on Daf, Yud Gimel Amabez, Rashi seems to say there that there is another element of the Kohanim's Avoda, and that is Linakos, Lechabed, Ein Levi Katan Nichlas Lazarus. The Mishnah. You give him a base in Arachin. A Katan cannot go in to do the Avoda. What Avoda? L'shem Avoda. Kigon. L'chabed es ha'azara. To sweep, to clean the Azara. Ula hagifas adlasos, and to lock the doors. Ela b'shash alavim avdim ala duchan l'bashir. Except when the Levim are standing there. But an example Rashi gives of an avoda is cleaning out the Azara. So that's another day in the Rishon, and maybe according to Rashi, that's also included in this mitzvah, to keep the Azara clean. Okay. That is the mitzvah. But again, the chinuch counts shoarim and mishorarim. Mishorashi a mitzvah was the message behind this mitzvah. Continues the chinuch, as we have said, by all the mitzvos relating to specifying kohanim and levim. Lefisha kavod hamelech v'hamakom hu lio shama nashim yiduim mishavet yadua kivuim l'sheiros. It is a kavod for the king to have specific servants serving him all the time. It's not every day somebody different. No, there are people who are devoted to do this. V'yikani zar b'nei. And nobody who is not ra'oi, and somebody who is not supposed to do this, should not take part. Ke'ein machus adara, just like human kingdoms, yimanu lahem ha'ashim yidu'im, nichbadim lios kol melech hazahechol na'ases al yadam, they are in charge. Ki lo ra'oi lemelech, sheyishaneh b'chol yom mishasim lefanav. It's not ro'oi that every day you have somebody else working for him. V'yakol mishtamshim b'keser shevis, everybody? No. Zed davar baros. So you have to have specific people doing the avoda. Of course, there's a principle of rov am hadras melech. The more people serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the better, but that's in terms of generally, not the specific avoda that's done in the mikdash, in terms of generally doing a mitzvah. We have the principle of rov am hadras melech. The more people involved in a mitzvah, the greater the covet for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But other than that, says the chiddush, Mishar Shia Mitzvah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have the same servants, the same shevet, over and over again. The Achronim discuss whether in Lundus, how do we look at this mitzvah, let's say, of singing B'Sha'as HaKarban, and we'll get to soon the details which karban requires singing. But when the Levim sing during a karban, is that a chelek of the mitzvah of the karban? Like the karban has a lot of chalakim to it. Salting the karban, and this karban, it's not a din in malach. It's not a separate mitzvah, but with lechor, you would say it's salting the karban. So is this part of that, of the mitzvah of the karban, or is it something separate? That I'll read it to you for the Minchas Asher, in Simin Dalid, in Bamidbar, v'yesh ola, hine yesh la'ayin. But again, the other achronim also talk about it. B'mitzvah shiras halavim. Ha'im din hu b'karbanos? Shekarban ta'un shir, o shema mitzvah b'vnei atzmei, mitzvah ha'levim l'sharer b'mikdash, ela shizman ha'shira b'shas ha'kravas ha'karbanas. It's an independent mitzvah. Like, it's counted as a separate avoda, but it's done. When is it done? The hechi timsi of it is b'shas ha'karbanas. So, how do you look at that? And the nafkamina that many say is, will the shira be ma'akev of the karban? If you don't do the singing, if you don't have the singers, do you bring the karban? Is the karban going to be puzzles? That is a machlokes tanaim. That is a machlokes tanaim. The Gemara discusses in Maseches Arachin, the Menachas Chinuch points out in those bays, that we paskin that shir is not ma'akev. It's machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Rav Meir says it is ma'akev, the Chacham says it's not ma'akev. So that machlokes could be about whether this is an independent chiyuv or it's part and parcel of the avodas hakarban, and if you don't do it, it would be puzzle. Okay, so that is some of the lumdis. Continue midini mitzvah. Let's get to some of the halachas. Masha amru zecharon levracha, but Chazal tell us sheben Levi shekiba love kol mitzvahs leviya chutz midavar echad ein mekablen also achikablas kulam. If a Levi decides to be mekabel all of the avoda except one item, one action he rejects, then he can't do the avoda. Meaning it's a package deal. One has to accept to do the avoda salaviyim. Avoda shalen haisa shayu shomer mesemig the shkemosa kasavnu. Ah, he does mention it. Shmira, as was mentioned, and shoarim and shira. But the ikar avodasam l'shorer ala karban. The ikar avoda is the singing. Out of all the things they do, that's what's unique to them. The lo hayu omrim shira, and when is it? According to the Gemara. But when was shira done? Ella ba'olas sibur shein chova. All olas chovos, which means the carbon tumid every day. The carbon tumid every day is an olas chova, so that requires shira. All the olas, that private olas that people bring, that's not a chova, that's an adava. Nadava, Ola Sadava, even if somebody's Mavatal on Asay, and we say that you should bring a carbon Ola because of a Bitul Asay, the Gemara in Izvachim still calls it a Doron, still calls it a present. So, you can't declassify as an Ola Sadava as a an olas yachad, as an olas chova. So all the tamidin brought every day that has shira dung done along with it as the nisach hayayin is being poured down on the southwest side of the mizbeach. That's why they're singing shira and v'yoshalmi atzeres, the special carbon of shlamim, the kivsi atzeres that are brought on shvuas, along with the shtei alechem, those are also chovos, and the shira is required there too. Be'es nisach hayayin, at the time of nisach hayayin, that is when it is required. So by all the carbon tamids and by carbon musaf. By carbon musaf, they're also singing. We'll see what they're singing. Aval olos nedava she'osen atzibra l'kezem esbeach, but olos nedava that the zebra does, and surely olos that a yachid brings, that does not require v'chein b'nesachim abam b'fnei atzman ein omer aleim shira, or just stam nesachim. Nesachim, wine libations, if somebody promises to bring a wine libation, or we know the nesachim sometimes of karbanos doesn't have to be have to be done at the time of the karban. So what if the nesachim are done at a different time? So that does not require shira. It's a din of the karban b'shas ha-nisuch, but it's not a din in nisuch itself. That itself is a machlokas, or an ibaya of the Gemara, and we paskin l'kula. The Gemara in Arach and Daf Yud Beis, ibay luhu, nesachim ha-bon b'fnei atzman, tu'unin shira, ain't tu'unin shira. Does it require shira or not? Do we say, since we know there's a statement that ein omrim shira ela al hayayin, shira is always said on wine when wine's being poured, so maybe we should say shira when there's nisach hamayim be done, even if the carbon's brought on Tuesday, and you're doing the nisach hayayin for that carbon on Thursday, should bring say shira, b'shas nisach hayayin. You didn't say it earlier on Tuesday because there was no nisach hayayin, there was no shira, but shira's not lacking the carbon, it's okay. But maybe Thursday when you bring the nisachim, you pour the wine libations for the carbon, maybe you should say shira then. Or do you say no? O dilma al achila v'shesia amrinan. Only when the mizbeach is eating and drinking, so to speak. When it gets flesh being burned and wine being poured on it. Ashtia l'chude lo amrinan. But you don't say it when the mizbeach is just drinking and not eating. Right? Giving human traits to the mizbeach. That's an unanswered question in Misachas Arachin. I mean, the Chukobar tries to answer it, but anyway, with the maskana is, what we say is, ein omrim shira, we do not require shira on a nesachim abayin bifnei atzman. There is a discussion in the Achronim, the Beis Yosef discusses this in Arachayim, in the Kuflamid Beis, like Kuflamid Beis, Kuflamid Gimel, I think it's Kuflamid Beis, discussions of tamid shel bein harabayim. We know the carbon tamid shel shachar gets the shira and the nisach hayayin. What about the tamid shel bein harabayim? That's also an olas chova, and the Menachas Chinuch wonders why you would make such a difference. There is a Magen Avram. Magen Avram there in Kuflam HaBeis, which suggests that maybe only the carbon tamid shel shachar gets the singing, but not the tamid shel bein harabayim. And the Menachas Chinuch is very bothered, because many are familiar with the Gemara, the end of Rosh Hashanah, when it says the Leviyah messed up with the shir, because they weren't sure when the Edom came, they came late. So obviously, he's talking about the afternoon. Some of the afternoon mess up the toast. So it was in the morning, it's not under discussion there. So Menachas Chinuch just wonders why, in Ozvav, why there should be a difference between the afternoon and the morning. The Chinuch said explicitly, all olas chovos have shiras alachora. That is what we hold. What is sung? What is sung in the mizbeach? What do the Levim sing? Whatever they want. Hashem is great. Hashem is wonderful. No. So the Gemara tells us in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. What is sung? So every morning the Levim sing what we say every morning. Hashir shahayu havim omrim beveis hamigdash. The Yom, what we call the Yom. On Sundays they said L'David Mizmar. On Mondays they said Shir Mizmar Bnei Korach. They go through Mizmar L'Asaf. Continuing, they said those Mizmorim in the Beis HaMikdash every day while the Nisach HaYayin was being done by Shachar. That's what the Rambam says right here in Hilchos Pidyon Musafin. Hashir Shayo Avim Omrim B'Yom Rishon L'Shem Arisim Loa B'Sheni Gadol Hashem Olamod. It goes through and it goes through. That is on Shabbos, B'Zashel Yom HaShabbos. That's what they say by the Karbet Tamid Shel Shachar. What about Musaf? What do they say by the Karbet as Musaf? So on Musaf HaShabbos, they say Shiras HaAzinu. A special din, also based on the Gemara, the end of Rosh Hashanah. They split up the first part of Hazinu into six parts. It's called Haziv Lach, Hazinu Zachar, Right, Yod, all the psukim that is the Rashi Tevas too, Azivlach. That's how you split it up. Every Musaf. One week they do Hazino Hashemayim, those couple of psukim. And the following Shabbos they do Zecharya Mos Olam. And after 6 weeks they start again. That's what they do every Musaf of Shabbos. They split up that song, Shiras Ha'azinu. And what Gamra Shira B'shisha Shabbos is Chozon L'Rosh. Mincha Shel Shabbos. What do they sing by the Mincha of Shabbos? Az Yashir. B'mincha, the meaning of the Tamid shall be Arbaim. It sounds like pretty clearly. B'mincha, what are the else are they singing by Mincha? B'mincha shel Shabbos, omrim Az Yashir Moshe, umi chamocha v'chulu. And b'mosav shel Rosh Hashanah, hanina l'kemuzenu. It goes through, Rosh Chodesh, Chalis p'Shabbos, which song do you sing? Going through all. But they had specific mizmorim to sing. Ask the Mincha Schinach. And before David HaMelech wrote these mizmorim, what were they supposed to sing? Before this was enacted? What were they sing? Even though David didn't even build the Beis HaMikdash. So in the Beis HaMikdash, by the time the Beis HaMikdash was built, they had the Mizmorim of David HaMelech. But what about in the Mishkan? What about in the Mishkan when they brought the Karbanos Tamid? When they brought the Karbanos Tamid in the Mishkan, what did they sing? It was before David HaMelech. So explains the Minchas Chinuch, it must be they sung whatever they wanted to. Until Chazal enacted what to sing, they could sing whatever they want. In Os Zion, in the Minchas Chinuch, Omikami Dasi David HaMelech, Chal HaShem, my Amru, what they say, El HaShoresh HaDavar, Da Torah Tzivsa L'Shorer U'Lahodos Lo Yisbarach, Ala Karbon, Masha Yirtzu, Kvitzachas L'Shonam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah demands, sing whatever you want, be moded to Hashem, sing out praises to Hashem. And up until the time that there was an enactment, they could do whatever they want. And then David HaMelech came along. And he says, just like, beautiful examples, just like davening. Before Anshei Gedolei Hagadola enacted what to say during davening, how do you fulfill the mitzvah of the rites of davening? However you want. Shach Bakasha Oda, that's it. Birchas Hamazon. Before the Anshei Gedolei Hagadola wrote the words of Birchas Hamazon. How do you bench? However you want. Hashem, thank you so much. And maybe you have to mention certain ideas. The Gemara says, Malchus Beis David, Bris Mila, Eretz Yisrael. A couple of ideas, but you have flexibility. Only once Chazal enacted what to say, now you are bound. Kiddush as well. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this back in Parshas Yisro. So these are the famous examples are Kiddush and Birchas Hamazon and Tefillah. Today we have another example, the Shir of the Levium. On a Daraisa level, you can say whatever you want. On a Darabana level, they instituted these specific Mizmori Tehillim to say. This relates to the issue that we love to bring up, and that is, what if Bizman Hazeh, post the Takana, the Levium sung something else? Do we say that they just violated the Takana Derabanan, but their Yotz in the Mitzvah Daraisa? Or would we say, no, once Chazal, once David HaMelech instituted to say these, that they're not even Yotz at all, once they say something else? The Din Derabanan affecting the Daraisa. Either way, an important discussion of the song, but again, we have a remnant of that, that which we do every morning when we say the Shir Shel Yom. Weiter, in the Chinuch. Levi Aonin Mutter La'avod L'Shorer. A Levi who is an Onain keeps working. Mutter La'avod L'Shorer, even though one of his relatives has died, he can still do the Avoda. Vein Pochsin La'olam Mishneim Asa Levi'im Sha'omdim Al-Aduchin. You always have at least 12 Levi'im. L'chatchila, the Minchas Chinuch says. Omin Al-Aduchin. Umosivin Al-Olam. You can have as many as you want. 12 and up. Vashira Sha'omrim Levi'im Hibafeh. She'ikir Shira Bepehi. Right, the Iker Shira is with one's mouth singing, and that's reserved for Levium. The Acherim, how you owned them, Shem Shemanagim Bakle Shir. And along with the Levium were instruments. Instruments were used, Mehem Levium, Mehem Yisraelim Yuchasim. Sometimes Levium could play some of the instruments, and Yisraelim Yuchasim could play some of the instruments. The Minchas Chinuch also points out that this is even Docha Shabbos. They use the instruments on Shabbos, only it's a Durabanam, but the Ein Shavus by Mikdash. But the Levium are the only ones that could sing with their mouths, but others, even Yisraelim Yuchasim, can play the instruments. Vein Pokusim La'olam Mitisha Kinoros, you need at least 9 harps, and you can have as many as you want. And it goes through all of the different instruments, what is the minimum and what is the maximum. Fascinating, you can't use too many of the loud instruments because that'll drown out the voices of the Levium. There's a whole balance of the instruments being background for the Levium, Iker Shira Bepeh. Weiter, says the Chinuch, V'ein ben Levi nichlas la'avoda ashil medu chameshanim. A ben Levi has to have at least 5 years training. 5 years training until he does the avoda. Because one pasuk says 25 years old, one pasuk says 30 years old. So as the Chazal say, it takes him 5 years to learn everything he has to know. Kamo shalom d'zichrono levracha, like the Gemara says in Chulin, that a talmish l'rasim in yafe b'talmudo chameshanim. If you try for 5 years and you can't get something, then, try something else. Because the 5 years is the is the suggested time, and not just the suggested time, what's the meaningful time for educating a Levi in terms of his avoda. V'ein Levi nifsal avoda b'shanim. And it's important to note that a Levi, there's no forced retirement for a Levi in the Beis HaMikdash. There's only one, v'lo mumin. And if he gets a broken leg, he also could be a gatekeeper and he can still sing. There's only one thing that stops a Levi from doing this avoda, ela b'kilkel akol, if he doesn't have a good voice anymore. I don't know who is the one who determines that. I don't know if the Kohen Gadol or there's another Mamuna who determines whether Levi can still sing or not. It's probably be very, difficult for a Levi who's been singing for the past 40 years, to hear that, you know what? I think you should go to the gates. You know, it's time for a switch. But either way, he has to understand it's Kavod HaTzibur. Could go on as a Kanim, Shemes Kakel Kol, and Lay Zikna. So the only thing that makes a Levi stop working is when he can't sing anymore. V'afilo ba'ez zikna, shenis kakal kolo, and even when he can't sing anymore, eno nifzal, l'shmiras ha-mikdash, u'lagavis v'lasos, he could still be the gatekeepers. Right, he just can't sing. V'chulu, and then he continues, all of these are important halachos. V'harachti l'cha b'ni ba'at mizen, and the chinuch adds, fascinatingly, I was a little marech in this mitzvah, ki mehera yibana beis ha-mikdash v'titztarech lo. Because mehera, the beis ha-mikdash is going to be rebuilt, and you're going to need it. What do you mean, you're going to need it? Right, the chinuch was a Levi. Chinuch was a Levi, right? Many thought he was Rav Aaron HaLevi, the Ra'ah, and we mentioned at the beginning of these Shiurim, it was probably his brother, Pinchas HaLevi. We're going to talk more about that in Mitzvah 400, Be'ez Hashem, Mitzvah Tav and Nachlas, which that's one of the big rayas, that the Chinuch is not Rav Aaron HaLevi. But either way, they were Levium. So he says to his son, this is our Mitzvah, Shmiras HaLevium. Right, that's where he alludes, Amen, Ken Ya'aseh Hashem. Good, but Nohekes Bezban Abayis B'Levim, the mitzvah only applies Bezban Abayis by the Levim singing. For Levi, however, if a Levi violates and does not sing, keep in mind we mentioned before, if he doesn't do the doors, okay, he didn't do the mitzvah, but it's not considered a real bittul aseh, because the Iker mitzvah is the singing, said the Chinuch. So if somebody violates, V'lo shar al ha-karban b'yom ha-kavu'alo, and he does not sing on the day that he's supposed to be there, ki yomim ha-kavu'im lahem l'fi chilik mishmaros, as we know, they were split up into different groups, elo she-shasak, right, you don't say Shomei Kaona here. If he goes up and he keeps his mouth quiet, right, that's here you need literally singing. He's literally singing. Ancho gadol ma'od, and he's greatly punished. Because he's giving the impression that he doesn't want to be mechabed and glorify HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his house. So therefore, one has to take this mitzvah very seriously. Okay, we'll stop here. Two more mitzvahs to Parshas Korach. The mitzvah of Maaser Rishon and the mitzvah of Trumas Maaser coming up. Two more mitzvahs in Parshas Korach.